Welcome to Breaking Rumors, Episode 4. Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Rumors. I'm your host, Barry Ricks. This is the show where rumors get the attention they deserve. Now, something that I've noticed as we've done the first few episodes of Breaking Rumors is that the show tends to cater towards one side of rumors more than the other. And if you've listened to the first few episodes, you know that movie rumors seem to be the heavy contender when it comes to rumors. So I'm almost thinking that the show might take a slight shift in that direction to have it be specifically a movie rumor show. But we'll see what happens. Let me know what you think. If you want me to try to dig a little bit deeper and see if I can find those other rumors, or if you just enjoy listening to movie rumors and talking about what that's going to do, I could do that because movie rumors are awesome. I love movies and I can't get enough of them. So I think it would be totally appropriate to just focus on that. So apparently Mace Windu, you know who that is, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, Star Wars, you know, the Black Jedi with the purple lightsaber. You know, it's cool that he had a purple lightsaber, though. You know, get out of those branch of different colors. Speaking of lightsabers, why don't we have a whole range of colors? Is there like a lore behind that? Is there only a certain amount of those special rocks that are in it that you can only get red and green and blue? Let me know. If you know something about that, I would like to know. But anyway, Mace Windu apparently is going to be getting his standalone movie. We've heard the rumors about other standalone characters getting their movies like Han Solo, Boba Fett. There's even been the rumor out there about Yoda having his own standalone movie. And I say, why not? Let's go for it. There are plenty and plenty of Star Wars characters to be able to have all their own movies to be able to fit into the new canon of the Star Wars universe. So Mace Windu, he wouldn't be my top choice, but I am not against that. And we all know that Samuel L. Jackson will do it because Samuel L. Jackson does pretty much any movie that he's offered. But you know what? That's why I like him. So a lot of casting rumors this week. One of them being heavily within the Marvel Universe. And that's going to be, first we're going to talk about X-Men Apocalypse. So a while back we heard about the casting rumors of Hardy being Apocalypse himself. And we know that he played Bane, and so he's kind of did the DC thing. Now maybe he'll do the Marvel thing, but that's not what we're talking about today. Apparently there are a group of young actors and actresses that have been kind of picked out to be the potential new Jean Grey and Cyclops of the next movie. Because all the older characters, they're not going to be in it, in the movies anymore. It's just going to be the newer, younger generation. And the movie's going to take place in the 80s, I believe they were saying. Because, you know, the previous movie, 70s. Now we're going to go into the 80s. And so Jean Grey and Cyclops, so Scott Summers, and will be young teenagers or young adults. And so the people that they're thinking about casting, let's talk about Jean Grey for a second. Chloe Moretz, I hope I'm saying her name right. She's from the Kick-Ass shows. And then we have Ellie Fanning of Super 8 and also more recently of Maleficent. And then Hallie Steinfeld. Man, having a rough time with these names. But it's funny that they gave her reference of Ender's Game, but True Grit is where she really got her stardom, and she's making a name for herself as well. So these are some of the younger actresses that they are thinking of playing Jean Grey. And you know what? I can see any of them doing a good job on that. I'm not against any of them. Hallie probably has the better acting chops to do it. But Chloe has the, you know, she's done action. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who, if any of these actually will be the, who they decide to pick for Jean Grey. But out of the three that we talked about, who do you think would be the best choice? And is there a better choice, in your opinion, out there for a young Jean Grey? So now for Cyclops, Scott Summers, we have Ben Hardy from EastEnders. That's the reference they gave him to. Charlie Rowe from the Red Band Society movie. And then Timothy Chalamet. Chalamet? Is that how you say that? From he was actually just in Interstellar. So these are the men that they have ideas for playing a young Scott Summers slash Cyclops. And you know what? It's hard for me to have an opinion on any of these guys because I really haven't seen them do anything. So I say, hey, go ahead, grab a no-name, throw him in there. Maybe he'll become famous. And that's what they've done in the past, and let's just keep on doing it in the future. So the next Marvel casting rumors is actually not necessarily movies, but TV in the Netflix original series for, we know we have Daredevil and they're filming that and that's all cast, but we have the Jessica Jones and Luke Cage individual shows that are going to be coming up as well. And so they have several actresses, about four different actresses that are rumored right now to be up for the role, and then a few of the few guys for Luke Cage. Now for Jessica Jones, they have some good choices, and some of them could be pretty big contenders. So Teresa Palmer, you might know her from Warm Bodies. She was also in I Am Number 4 and The Sorcerer's Apprentice. I like her for that choice. I think she was fun and endearing in Warm Bodies. I Am Number 4, she was pulled off the action side of it as well, and so I think she could do that. So, but then we have Jessica De Gau. From Dracula, Arrow, these final... She plays the Huntress in the Arrow TV series. So we know that she could do the action side of it. And she's already been affiliated and kind of done the whole superhero in that feel. So she could have a one-up on others because of that. That's possible. The next actress that they're talking about was Alexandra Daddario. You might know her more from she's in the Percy Jackson movies, True Detective, Parenthood, and she's also been in White Collar. She's done action as well, so I think that she could pull that off as well. And I think she can definitely act it as well. And then the last actress they have is Kristen Ritter. She's from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment Number 23, Veronica Mars, Confessions of a Shopaholic. Out of all four choices, my opinion is that she would be my least choice. I think Teresa Palmer would be my top choice. And then the other two girls can definitely pull it off. But once again, this is purely speculative. And none of these girls could be Jessica Jones at all. And this is just what people are saying right now. So it'll be interesting. Who do you think would be a better Jessica Jones? Now, Luke Cage, not as many guys up for the position. So we have Mike Coulter. He's the main guy in Halo Nightfall right now, the Halo TV series that's being produced. Right away, I think that gives him enough action and chops, and he looks the part as well. Cleo Anthony, played in Divergent. He is supposedly up for the role as well. And also Lance Gross, from Crisis, House of Pain, Our Family Wedding. Out of all those choices, I would have to go with Mike Coulter, in my opinion, with just he looks the part. He's and you know doing the acting chops with Halo Nightfall definitely could probably allow him to slide into that superhero role. But what are your thoughts? Are there other actors out there that you would think would be a better Luke Cage? Let me know. So one rumor that we previously talked about was about the Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens trailer, when it was going to be, and it was heavily rumored that it had to be before the end of this year, and it had to be in front of The Hobbit, but some reliable sources just came out and debunked that. They're like, no, it's not going to be in front of that, and actually, Disney and Lucasfilms have kind of said that we have bigger ideas, bigger plans for the reveal of the trailer for Star Wars. So they're thinking bigger rather than just putting it right in front of another movie. I mean, that could still be the case in depending on what movie it is. But some people, you know, and the rumors are now flying, which is what we love and what we're talking about. So people are talking about, well, what could be bigger than putting it in front of a movie? Some people said, well, if we're going to get it real, real fast, then maybe it'll be during the Thanksgiving football game, which gets, you know, millions of viewers every year. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's too soon. And I think maybe we won't even get it this year, but there's also the Star Wars Celebration that is coming up, and that would be ultimately probably the perfect place to do a reveal of the trailer. They could just have a huge big panel or big event and show the trailer. And I think that would be very appropriate. Or maybe they're just going to have a huge press conference themselves, have it in Disneyland or wherever they want to do it, and just have that was the sole purpose of the press conference, was to show the Star Wars trailer. I could see Disney doing something like that as well. So, I mean, there's lots of choices. I mean, are they going to wait until February? Maybe show it during the Super Bowl? That gets millions and millions of viewers as well. Or are they gonna wait for another big name movie coming out maybe in the first quarter of next year? I don't know. But if I had to say something, I say it's either gonna be shown at the Star Wars Celebration, or they're gonna just hold their own big press conference and invite all the press there and say, hey, here's the trailer. After they show it, then they'll put it on the internet, and it will just go viral like crazy. So we know it's going to be pretty big. But yeah, so it's kind of fun that we talked about the rumors about being in front of The Hobbit. That kind of got debunked, but now we have more rumors generating from that. Well, if it's not going to be in front of The Hobbit, what is it going to be in front of, or what? How are they going to present the Star Wars trailer? And I don't know. And again, I will still watch the trailer. I'll love it wherever it is. And I'll still go see the movie no matter what it is. If it's going to be awful, it's going to be awful. But you know what? It's going to be some kind of awful that I'm going to love, I'm sure. And that's just how it works sometimes with Star Wars. Thanks, guys, for listening to Breaking Rumors. You can definitely find me on our webpage with Closet Geek Studios at theclosetgeek.net. You'll find all my other shows that I do there, which is The Closet Geek and also Sweet Kicks with Bricks. And you can find Breaking Rumors on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. And if you have any questions, definitely shout out to me there, or you can get any contact information off of theclosetgeek.net. Thank you all for joining me on Breaking Rumors, the place where rumors, and possibly converting to just movie rumors, as we've talked about at the earlier show, where they get the attention they deserve.